Hester says, flustered. Well, do sit down, Cat. The girl perches on the edge of the carved chair opposite her, as though she might fly away at any moment. I'm very pleased you've made the journey safely. She had prepared in her head what she would say to the girl to put her at her ease, and to show what a kind and calm and godly household she had found herself in. But it had got scattered in her head by the shock of the girl's appearance, and now she can't think what she wanted to say. I'm sure you'll be very happy here, she tries. Cat blinks, and although her face does not move and she does not speak, Hester gets the distinct impression that the girl doubts this last statement. Gracious, I've never seen hair cut in such a style as yours. Is it all the fashion in London? Am I terribly behind the times? Hester bursts out. Her own hair is her crowning glory. It is light and full and soft and gathers into a bouffant high on her head each morning.